You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So first of all, can you break down what the Internet of Things actually is for listeners that may have never heard of it before?
Yeah, the Internet of Things is really where lots and lots of devices get connected to the Internet that don't need people. So not like mobile phones and stuff like that, but where you can connect up baby alarms or sensors in a milking shed or sensors on a truck that's driving along the road, or even a road can be connected. So lots of little sensors and feedback loops that go back to the Internet.
And so in a New Zealand context, how are we tracking in terms of this concept? Is it still kind of in its infancy, and is there a lot of potential for it to be implemented still in a number of different ways?
It's definitely in its infancy in terms of large-scale adoption in New Zealand and across the world. The Internet of Things has really been talked about for a long time because sensors are not new, but what's making the big difference is that we have a lot faster connectivity now, a lot smaller sensors. A lot of devices have GPS and other things embedded in them already. So it's just coming to that point where it can have a massive uptake.
And so from what I understand, there's a collaborative national research project that's underway to try understand how it might work here in New Zealand. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So I guess the sense is that there's huge opportunity if we could have machines and devices and things like that talking to each other to feed information which allows us to make better decisions and sometimes more automated decisions. So what we're trying to do is we've pulled together a group from different government agencies that are interested, from different universities, from large tech firms, and from big users of potential technologies like Fonterra and in New Zealand and the like. And we're all contributing into a piece of work which is looking at what's actually happening in New Zealand. You know, are people doing things already with connected devices and sensors and the Internet of Things? And what economic benefits are they getting from it? What's happening overseas that we could learn from? And then trying to, I guess, identify two or three areas where, as a country, if we used better sensor technology and data analytics, we could get some real good productivity growth and business growth for New Zealand.
Are there any other sorts of foreseeable benefits that can be generated by the Internet of Things?
The big financial and social benefits are going to come from government agencies and corporates using it in the Internet of Things or connected devices and sensors in smart ways. But the area which most people get attracted to and become aware of is sort of the community or the private means. Mm-hmm. So you get things like the ability to, as you drive home, your car's already telling your home that you're coming. It turns on your dinner, sets up the air temperature in the room right, puts the music on. All that kind of stuff is the stuff that gets the stories in the media because it's pretty cool. Mm. That's just going to be more of attract people's attention, and it's going to be interesting and we'll look forward to. But the real benefits are things like, can we improve social outcomes, for example, by having more information flowing around where people are travelling, what they're doing in terms of vehicle transit times, avoiding traffic jams, making it so that when you drive to the city, your car finds a car park for you because it's already told the city that it's coming and it's allocated a car park for you next to your meeting, those sort of things. If you look at what could happen in farming, you've got the ability to improve the productivity immensely in farms by having better application of nutrients and water, better timing around whether the animals are ready to milk and those sort of things, better quality of the milk as it goes through the system. So it's all incrementally small, but when you add it all up, it could be quite a substantial benefit for the economy.
Absolutely. And could the government use it to their advantage in some ways as well?
Yeah, so there are almost uncountable ways that you can use the Internet of Things. And so if you think of some government use cases, so central government, for example, it could be having better information coming from, let's say, the health department, from the different machines and tools being used in the health system, reporting back to each other, keeping records up to date, making sure that the systems are working, making sure that the right devices are in the right place for the doctors and nurses to use to improve their efficiency, to improve health outcomes. Or you could look at it as trying to keep people out of hospital. So if you use sensor-type technologies in people's homes that can do things like alert caregivers as to whether an elderly person has been using the toilet too often or has left the kettle on. So you might pick up things like diabetes or pick up things like Alzheimer's and be able to manage it more in the community rather than having to have everyone in the hospital all the time, which would be a big productivity gain as well and social health gain.
Right, so kind of being able to utilise data that we're creating more effectively.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. So the Internet of Things is not, the cool part is not really about the tools and devices. Yes, you need all these sensors and things like that, but all they're doing is collecting data. And then the real clever stuff comes from if you combine a data set from, say, cars moving on a road with a data set from traffic lights, with a data set from air quality, with a data set from weather, and maybe data set from something like the events happening around the city, and you combine all that together and you get the machines all reporting all that in, and you have some fancy algorithms analysing that and coming up with ways to redirect traffic using traffic lights to make the traffic flow smoother.
Mm.
All automated, machine to machine. So that's the real value is the ability to make these better decisions with a massive amount of data, and then ultimately that those decisions being made by the machine, even savings around things like the use of power through the city. So when the temperature changes, when this event's happening, when at this time of the day, and the sensors are saying, okay, we can start to see some loading up here, so let's just delay the amount of time we put on because the light's okay in the streets. Let's delay the amount of time we put on the street lights over the streets tonight by half an hour and just turn them on just when the lighting gets to a certain point because that'll save power. We can redirect that over here to run heating or something like that.
And so in terms of privacy and security, though, are there any risks there with the implementation of the Internet of Things?
There potentially are. And so part of this research is not just looking at what is the economic benefit and opportunity, but also are there any risks as we go for this? So it's a two-sided piece of research. The idea will be to try and identify the economic benefits and then understand issues such as privacy and security of information, possibly things like spectrum allocation, like if a lot of data starts flying around, you know, how we've got our mobile phones use 3G or 4G bandwidth and things like that. Do we have to start allocating certain spectrum for certain types of devices? Maybe cars all have to work on a certain spectrum allocation so that there's more security and less interference, for example. We don't know yet. So part of the research is looking at, hey, there's going to be these great opportunities. One's an obvious one is in the agri sector. But at the same time, if we have sensors on streets and in cars, if we have sensors in our homes, very much need to worry about who's going to have access to that data if it's firing it off the internet. Is it easy for people to hack your home now and find out when you're at home or not at home, et cetera, et cetera? So that's the other half of the research, is start to really analyse what's happening around the world. We're collaborating on that side of it with the National Cyber Policy Office government, who are focused on the national security from a cyber security perspective. So we will be digging in to try and analyse and identify the areas we might need to either set policy or regulation or just do education with people as these sort of devices become more mainstream.
When I was reading more about the Internet of Things, it kind of almost conjures up memories of futuristic dystopian movies and books that I've read or seen where this, you know, kind of intense connectedness is sometimes exploited by powerful people. So I guess it's really important to be able to identify, you know, what are the measures that need to also be implemented to make sure it works in everyone's benefit.
Absolutely. And that's the reason where this sort of NZ Inc. group has come together to look at this in advance, because for probably eight to 10 years, the Internet Things has been a topic of conversation in the tech sector and with market analysts and things like that. But reality is it's just starting to hit its stride now. We're just starting to get the bandwidth and the smallness of these devices everywhere. So the idea is obviously for people trying to sell and provide these sort of services, they don't want 5 years down the time to have these massive data scares and things like that and everyone stops using them. From the government's perspective, they've obviously got some two obligations. One is, how do we help drive economic growth? Seems pretty obvious that if we could have this efficient systems working, we'll get more economic growth. And at the same time, we've got to do it in a secure, safe way that enables people to be private and have their own lives and things. So So they were interested. Universities had been doing research on machine-to-machine learning and automation and artificial intelligence, things like that. So it's kind of all plugging in nicely. And then you've got companies like Fonterra's and large corporates that are going, we're already using this stuff in a sort of really fragmented way. What's the best way for us to become more productive? We sort of all can see an opportunity to get some understanding out of it. We've all chipped in some money to support a really solid piece of research to be done. And when that comes out, we should have a bit of sort of a roadmap, really, for New Zealand, which says, here's some great areas to invest in. Here's some things we need to start working on.
Right, well, exactly. And I think that's the thing, is that if we don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. So it's good to kind of try, do research around it and how to implement it in the best way possible for everyone's interests.
Yeah, it is a little bit like the Wild West with at the front end of technology. People try new things, do new things. And as these technologies like Internet of Things starts to mature, then it's a really good time to actually get together and work out what can we do with it, and then how do we make sure that it's done well. New Zealand's a great country for that. We're so small that we can get all the right people in a room. We can get them all contributing to a piece of work, and I think so far we've done over 50 interviews of specialists in the space across the country. So we're getting a real detailed picture, and then from that we're in a position to make some decisions, and then if we need to make any policy around it as a country, at least everyone's on board. They've all seen, you know, some solid research done on it, and they go, yeah, that makes sense. We should start implementing something around privacy or something like that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.